You're tuned in to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant, one of the most listened to podcasts in the Christian community. You can visit our website, toddcoconato.com. And now broadcasting live around the world from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, here's the host of the show, Pastor Todd Coconato.
Restoring the foundations, restoring the foundations in America. We need to do it. We don't want to just regurgitate all the time, all the negative stuff that's going on out there, all the bad news, everything that the devil is up to. And he's up to a lot. Many are the plans of the wicked. There's a lot of wicked and evil plans. We see them playing out before our eyes. Of course, you think about the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Noah Harari, all this evil, demonic, wicked stuff that's going on out there. Yes, it's happening. And many people in the Christian world have their heads buried still. I know it's unbelievable to think that. How can they possibly still have their heads buried in the sand? But they do. And it reminds me of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Reminds me of what happened in Nazi Germany. And we're seeing that playing out. But there are many people that are awakening. In fact, I would so much as call it a great awakening. A massive awakening of people that say, yes, something is going on. I'm grieved by this. I don't want to sit back and do nothing. What can I do? That might be you. Some of you feel like you're not doing enough. Some of you are doing a lot and you feel like you're not doing enough. Some of you are not doing enough. Whatever the case may be, we're going to discuss these things today. How do we restore the foundations in America? And you know, one of the areas that people love to argue with me is that Christians should not be involved in politics. Don't be involved in politics. Christians shouldn't be involved in separation of church and state. Which is a bunch of nonsense because people don't even understand that that comes from the letter to the Danbury Baptist. And that was to promise that government was going to stay out of the church's business. The church has always been involved in America in politics from the beginning. They read verses. They prayed at the Continental Congress. There was pastors that ran for office that were very deep men of faith. And so just insane. I mean, think about the Mayflower Compact, which was one of the original. When this whole continent was being dedicated to God, America was dedicated to God. Now, of course, that's not our Constitution, but the Constitution was written with the Bible in mind. And that's why it complements the Bible. Of course, it's not a holy document like the Bible that was inspired by God, but I believe there was inspiration that was divine. I believe that many of the men that wrote the Constitution were men of God that feared the Lord and loved the Lord. You know, obviously not to the same level of the Bible, so be very careful in how you present that. But what I'm saying is, you know, the Bible is living. The Bible is Jesus. The Bible is the Word. You know, but the Constitution is an amazing document, man-made, but I believe inspired by men of faith, men of God, to protect our inalienable rights of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And they believed, our founders believed, that these rights were given to us not by government, but by God. And so we should be involved as Christians. You know, there's these people online nowadays, they're just attacking everything. And they're saying it's, you know, if you call like mountains of influences, you know, like spheres of influence in society, you know, you got media. This is media influence, by the way, this broadcast, this radio show, this podcast. We have the ability to go into the media space and speak the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank God. We've been given the keys to the media sphere so that God is allowing us to present a message that I pray is anointed by him every time we speak it, to go into the media so that you can listen to this. There's people right now in Pakistan listening to our podcast. There's people in all different countries all around the world, Australia, you write us, Singapore, places where the gospel is prohibited, where people are listening to this. Somehow they've snuck this broadcast in and they're hearing this. And that is media ministry. Thank God that we're in an hour where truth goes out and through different avenues gets out so that you can hear that there are other believers around the world that stand with you, that are believing that the foundations of our faith will be restored. And there are folks right now that are listening to this, that you're under persecution in Canada, in other countries where they're now honing in. Even in the United States, where they're honing in on Christianity, because we know ultimately the battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against strongholds and principalities. And that's the battle that we as Christians are in, that we're fighting. And so when they say, well, don't get involved in politics, Well, wait a minute, buddy. Do you understand what this is? It's a spiritual battle of light versus darkness. We've got to occupy, and that means all areas of influence. Well, don't call it mountains of influence. Well, then what do you want me to call it? I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying all areas. That's all I'm saying, and that's biblical because the church is meant to be the head and not the tail. Well, Jesus didn't get involved in politics. Really? Are you serious? I mean, think about what Jesus did. He preached the gospel message. He preached about life. You know, he brought life. He's the way, the truth, and the life, right? So he brought life to folks. And as he did this, as he shared the good news of everlasting life and how we can accept him as our Lord and Savior and be healed and set free and delivered, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. As we believe in him, we shall not perish. That's John 3:16. But have everlasting life, right? But let me explain this. As Jesus, first of all, they try to take who tried to take Jesus out? The government, the spirit of Antichrist. Remember when they killed all the babies? Trying to, because they heard there was a Messiah that was coming, that was going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he came regardless. But what they tried to do, they tried to snuff him out. That was part of the plan. Remember Caesar Augustus and all the horrible things that they did with the census and the killing of the babies and all the stuff that was going on at that time. They issued a decree, right? And so just remember this, okay? Remember all this stuff. That was government. He was fighting government. Kings, Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin, the religious spirits of that day. And all he was doing was trying to get people saved, you know, so that they wouldn't have to spend their eternity in hell. That's Jesus presented the life everlasting and healings and miracles and signs and wonders and a personal relationship. But as he did that, government came after him. I want you to hear this, because if you're a representative of Jesus Christ, government's going to come after you too. If the government is corrupt, if the government is evil, which we're dealing with right now. If you have a holy government, if you have a righteous government, they're not going to come after you. For many years, that's what America was. But now there's been an infiltration. Communism. They're trying to push socialism, which I believe, in my opinion, and so do many of you, and I believe it's true, in my opinion. You know, we got to be careful with the censorship nowadays on the radio. They'll take down the program. But you know what I'm saying. I believe we're in a communist revolution. I believe that's what's going on. But we have the authority. We have the tools. See, as the enemy has plans, God has plans. And so the shift that the Lord has been working, ever since I had that visitation from that messenger angel, and I tell people, I don't know if I was asleep or awake, but I know it was as real as possible. And it said, come out from among them, be consecrated. And that was it. As quick as it came, it left. And for months and months and years even, because it's been like 2 years now, after that happened to me, I've been rocked in my life. Because I knew that there was a bigger thing that God was saying. And I believe what he's saying is, look, this isn't good. We're not going to win this battle in politics. Do we get involved in politics? Yes. Do we occupy? Do we? Some of you that are called to run for office, thank you. Run. Yes, do it. Some of you have already answered that call. And some of you, some of my friends have advanced on Super Tuesday. You're now going to the general. Praise God. We're praying for you and we're going to support you. And so there's people that are being called into the political arena. You should go. Yes, Christians should be involved. But I think we can all come to the understanding that ultimately, though, it's not going to be a politician that saves the nation. And so there has to be a strategy, and that strategy is a spiritual strategy. And I know there's people that are promising all these things and all this stuff's going to happen or whatever, but if we don't do what the scripture says, those things are not going to happen. We've got to follow what the scripture says. And so today's broadcast is going to lay out how we restore the foundations. It's a call of repentance, but it's a call for America to return back to God. And we're going to get into this in the next segment. I'm excited to talk about this because what this is, and I wrote a book called Come Out From Among Them. But what this is this is the strategy after years of inquiring of the Lord on this. How do we do this? Because I'm tired of just regurgitating the bad news. Yes, there are wicked plans. We all know this. Now, there's some people that still need to wake up, and I hope you do. I hope you do today, that don't even understand that there's a wicked plan. They think it's all conspiracy. Well, those people need to wake up. They need to get their heads out of the sand. But I'd say about 99% of the people that are listening to this broadcast, you get it. There is a wicked plan. Many, many are the plans of the wicked, and they want to bring us into a one-world global government. They want to take away our sovereignty. They're trying to do it at the southern border. They're trying to do it in Europe. They're colliding cultures together so that they can just make us one big hodgepodge, one big, you know, conglomeration, which is what they tried to do in the Tower of Babel. It's the same strategy. But this thing's playing out in real time right now. So, you know, God scattered the people around the earth, and for all these centuries that we've had cultures. And now the globalists want to diminish cultures. They want to get rid of cultures. And so it's anti-God because, look, what they do in Nehemiah? They built a wall to protect and to fortify. Well, that means there's sovereignty. So anyway, we're going to get into this, but the plan, how to restore the foundations, why we need to do this, and I'm going to share about what we're doing at the ministry so that we can do our part and hopefully it'll inspire you. All right, we'll be back. This is the Todd Coconato Show. Restoring the foundations, a call for America to return to God. This is the Todd Coconato Show. Thank you for tuning in to Remnant News and this very important broadcast. How do we restore these foundations? There is a plan. There's a strategy. Actually, the Bible talks about it. And in times of uncertainty and moral drift, the call to restore the foundations is absolutely paramount, especially for a nation like America. I know it sounds redundant, but we're going to go through these scriptures and delve into why it's crucial for spiritual and moral awakening. Actually, we need a reawakening in America. And you can't get into this subject matter without getting into the first scripture here, which is 2 Chronicles 7:14, because I call this the recipe for revival. And there's a whole thing here. If you look at it, you take it apart. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, who's that? That's us. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, a follower of Yeshua. If my people who are called by my name, you're called, I'm called, we're called. If you're a Christian, you're called. So there's no getting out of this. I know some people think like, well, if I just ignore what's going on, no, then we'll end up like what happened in Nazi Germany. That's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer was trying to do. He was sounding an alarm. A lot of people wouldn't listen. He ended up giving his life. We don't want history to repeat itself. History tends to repeat itself. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. If my people who are called by my name, that's us, will humble themselves. Now, I find it always interesting that the first thing God says is humble themselves. What do we see that's so pervasive in ministry, in the church, in a lot of our lives? I've had to deal with this in the past. The Lord's crushed me. He's allowed that to happen so that I can be humbled. Because you got to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Then he will lift you up. In fact, the Bible says pride comes before a fall. So if we're prideful, we're going to fall. We humble ourselves, God will lift us up. So that's very important. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people do understand it, but a lot of people don't understand it. So the first thing he says is humble yourself. And then the second thing he says is pray. Now, how many preachers don't pray? A lot. How many Christians don't pray? A lot. See, there's people that want to run to whoever, you know, is online giving the word for the day. And listen, some of these people are good people. Some of them are my friends. I do it sometimes. It's okay to give a word online. It's okay to encourage the saints. And if the Lord puts something on your heart, to share it. But I would encourage you this. And this is probably why I don't get the donations that some of these people get. Because, you know, I think the Bible's exciting. Personally, I don't think you need to have like some clickbait every day, you know, with some bombastic headline. Now, you know, we're in pretty extraordinary times. And so, you know, it you can do that. I mean, you know, you could talk about things that are happening, which are bizarre and crazy and wild. And I think that's fine. But what I'm trying to say is, though, if we as a believer understand, the most important thing to do is get in the Word, pray, biblical Christianity. And some people don't think that's exciting anymore. But if you really understand it, it's actually the most exciting thing there is. Extremely exciting. But there's going to be folks that don't think it's exciting. I don't know why. They need something exotic. Don't be like that. Get on fire for God, and then you're going to be excited about what God is doing and his word and praying. Because in prayer, guess what's happened? When you pray, you actually get like a download from God. God starts speaking to you, and it's amazing. He'll tell you things that you otherwise wouldn't have known. So when you actually have an active prayer life and you're really doing this thing, you're going to get revelation. The Lord's going to speak to you. You're going to see the goodness of God in your life. And thank God for the Holy Spirit that guides us through the minefield of this world right now. I couldn't do it without him. I don't know how people do it without him. So humble ourselves. The first thing he says, he wants a humble and contrite people. The meek shall inherit the earth. He wants a humble and contrite people. Okay? And that's, he says that before anything else. Then he goes into pray. And what else? Seek my face. So this is a pray and seek my face is a major area that people aren't doing in Christianity. Why? I don't know. We've been duped. Many people are running to other people to hear from God. When God specifically says, if you want your country turned around, here's what you got to do. You got to humble yourselves. Stop being prideful. Stop thinking you can do it on your own. Stop thinking you don't need me. That's what the Lord's saying. And then he says, and pray, have a relationship with me, a daily relationship with me, where you're hearing from me. Seek my face on things. Hear what I have to say about this. I'll speak to you. I'll share my heart with you. And it's in my word, by the way, too. And then what else does he say? You got to be a repentant people. That means you got to turn from wickedness. Don't keep going back to your vomit. And if you do these things, the strategy, here it is, humble yourselves. He's only going to respond to us if we humble ourselves and we pray, because then we're not an I never knew you. If we pray, we're not a I know Peter, I know Paul, but who are you? We're not a who are you. We know God, he knows us. And then we seek his face. He's going to give us the wisdom and the strategy. And then when he does that, then we turn from our wickedness. That's repentance. And then what happens? Then I will hear from heaven. He's going to hear. He's going to respond. And he's going to forgive the sin. And what else is he going to do? He's going to heal the land. So this is the strategy from heaven. It's a clarion call for repentance and for restoration. It outlines a divine formula for what? Healing. Humility, prayer, seeking God, repentance. See, America's foundation can be revitalized through a collective turning back to God, recognizing his sovereignty, who he is, and then realigning with his principles. We've got to realign, reawaken, realign with the principles of God. All these other things don't mean anything. They come and they go. They're temporary. We're not going to take these things with us, material things and accolades of men and followers and likes and clicks and money and all these different things. What we do take with us is our salvation and people, souls. And that's why God is focused on what we're able to take to eternity, because he knows how short this thing is. He understands the big picture. He's outside of time. And so he understands you're just passing through in this world. But if you get this, what I'm saying to you, and you actually take this, you're gonna be successful, not just here, but for all eternity. So our foundation can be revitalized through a collective turning back of the body. I asked this question. I asked it to Jonathan Cahn. I don't know if you heard the interview I did with him. I said, does everybody need to repent? And he says, no, the church, if my people, and I agree with that. I mean, obviously God would love to see everybody repent, but that's not going to happen. But if the church, if the people of God, that's why there's a rising remnant and we need a great awakening. And so we're going to realign with his principles. That's what we got to do. Scripture 2 is Psalm 11:3. It says, if the foundations are destroyed, what the righteous do? What can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So it's a rhetorical question, and it underscores the importance of the foundations of our faith for the stability and the direction of a society. So when the moral and spiritual foundations erode, the righteous must act to what? Restore them. Lest society crumbles into chaos and godlessness. So we've got to restore the foundations. That's why I'm talking about this very important subject matter today. And listen, we have an app, by the way. It's Todd Coconato Ministries, and every one of these broadcasts goes live on that app. And it gets around the censorship, and we're going to put other things on there as well. And I'm going to tell you something really cool. The other day, Facebook went down, Instagram went down, and we sent out alerts and communications through the app, and people were getting them. And that's exactly why we invested in this infrastructure. So download Todd Coconato Ministries app in the App Store. It's a big red R. You'll see it. And we will be back. This is the Todd Coconato Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Radio Show, otherwise known as Remnant News. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, that is the question that we are answering today. It actually is in Psalm 11, verse 3. And it's a rhetorical question. It underscores the importance of the foundations for the stability and direction of society. It has to be biblical. It has to be godly. Otherwise, the society is going to fail. And that's what's happening right now. Society is failing. You see it. Our kids are being propagandized. Our military is even being judged. I mean, everything. I mean, even though we've had the strongest military in the world for a long time, you see what's going on? I mean, we're being challenged by everybody, including China. China. We're being challenged by China. So scripture number 3, Matthew 5:13-16. Matthew 5:13-16, it says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So believers, again, that's us, hopefully, are called to be what? Influencers of society. Don't talk about mountains. Then change the word, okay, buddy? Mr. Religious guy that's out there just trying to find something about everything. What are you doing to change society other than going after Christians with all your heresy hunting? I mean, these people, they drive me nuts. You know, what are you doing? What are you doing in this communist revolution that we're in? You know, you're picking on Christians. That's what you're doing? Picking on Christians? You're going to help doing that? When you could be out there picking on these people that are calling boys girls and girls boys? I mean, seriously, what's wrong with you? We're called to be influenced on society in all mountains of influence. Yeah, I'm going to say it, mountains of influence. But you can call it spheres of influence or segments of society or whatever it is that you want to call it. The bottom line is Christians are meant to be the head and not the tail. That's what the Bible says. And when there's a vacuum, there's a problem. And that's how we've got to where we are, because there's a problem, because you got all these Christians arguing each other. They're stiff as a board. I mean, you might as well be a starched, you know, shirt from a dry cleaner. You're stiff. You can't even walk in the river of living water and get fired up by God because you're so stiff. And you think you got to be the heresy police. And I'm not saying not to call out false doctrine and heresy, okay? But some people just made it like their whole life. And they're actually getting paid to do this and created an audience online. And what they're doing is they're doing the bidding of the enemy. Meanwhile, America continues to be taken over by communists. Why don't we do what the Bible says? If my people are called by my name, well, what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's what God said to do. So we as believers, America needs Christians to embody these roles actively. What roles? Being influencers, preserving moral integrity, speaking about truth. Truth speakers. And if we embody these roles actively, promoting values that reflect God's kingdom and drawing others to what his transformative grace, yes, it's transformative. When you have an encounter with God, it's transformative. If we do this, there will be change. There's actually a plan. God has a plan. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. People act like, you know, it's just done. We're so defeated. That's the plan of the devil. He wants the church to be defeated. Because if the church is defeated, we're not doing anything. I refuse to do that. Look, I'm going to do whatever I can do, as long as I can do it. And if God takes me home, then he takes me home. But at least I know I did everything I could. And I can sleep at night because of that. Now, I have a question for these people that just want to argue me all day. What are you doing to save the country? Because if you were focused on that, and being about the business of the Lord, you wouldn't be picking on me. We're actually on the same team. If you love freedom and you like your rights and religious liberty and you want to be able to preach the Bible. See, the problem is I think a lot of people have gotten away from the Bible. And that's why we got to restore the foundations. Would you agree? I know many of you are saying, yes, I agree. So listen, scripture 4 is Proverbs 14:34. Proverbs 14:34, it says, righteousness exalts a nation. What? Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any and all people. And so that means anybody that's pushing sin, it's a disgrace. It's gonna destroy a nation. But righteousness is gonna exalt a nation. So when a nation's foundations are restored, hallelujah, there is hope, there is freedom, there is a revival. National greatness is rooted in righteousness, not in wealth or in power. A return to biblical values, justice, mercy, integrity. And when I say justice, I'm not talking social justice. I'm talking God's justice, his peace, his mercy, his integrity. This will elevate America's moral stature and favor with God, whereas sin leads to disgrace and decline. That's why Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, what did he push? He was all up in the bathrooms, wasn't he? Men should be in women's bathrooms and women should be in men's bathrooms and new norms. Let's push these new norms. No, buddy, you're pushing sin. And that's why we don't like you. It's not because we hate you as a person or, you know, people say, oh, you're full of hate. No, we hate sin. We don't hate the sinner. We hate sin. But Obama was pushing sin. Can I just be real with you for a minute? These people that say, oh, you're political. How is it political? Obama pushed sin. That's what he did. Any Christian that doesn't see that is blind. The guy was advocating and pushing for sin. He still is. I would say Biden is, but Biden doesn't even know what he's doing. But whoever's behind Biden is also, maybe it's Obama. I think there's the same handlers that Obama had. You got Valerie Jarrett and Victoria Noonan and all these other people behind the scenes, but there's a much deeper, darker agenda, I believe. It's that spirit of Antichrist. So when people say, well, you just don't like Obama. No, it's I don't like the sin Obama pushed. I don't, and by the way, I mean, almost everything that man said was evil. But he said it well. He was well spoken, but what he was saying was evil. Okay, so national greatness is rooted in righteousness, not in wealth and power. A return to biblical values, justice of God, mercy, integrity will elevate America's moral stature and favor with God, whereas sin will lead to disgrace and decline. That's where we're at, and we need to change it. And so I'm sounding the alarm. You're sounding the alarm. I feel like I wish I had a shofar in the room right now. We need to blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Isaiah 58:12, scripture 5. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets and dwellings. This prophetic word speaks to restoration, not just of physical structures, but of moral and spiritual foundations. America, too, can experience a rebuilding of what has been lost or eroded, becoming a society where God's presence and principles are evident and active. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You feel the anointing on that? This is it. People have been asking for a strategy for years. Listen, this comes out of deep prayer, friends. Deep prayer. Seeking the Lord for years. I tried the political sphere. Do I believe in being involved there? I do, and I am. Very much so. People from the political sphere call me all the time. I'm involved. But ultimately, what I need to do as a preacher, but more so just as a man of God who loves the Lord, is say, look, this is what we need to do to restore America. America can experience rebuilding of what's been lost or eroded, becoming a society where God's presence and principles are evident and active. How? Well, your people will rebuild the ancient ruins. Who's your people? The people of God. And will raise up age-old foundations. We got to restore the foundations, and you will be called a what? A repairer of broken walls. So again, here's walls. Are walls bad? No. Restorer of streets and dwellings. The infrastructure crumbles when sin abounds. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing. Sin has consequence. The wages of sin are always death. Doesn't always mean actually dying, but spiritual dying, decay, decline. That's where we are right now. And I'm telling you, friends, and I know you get this, but we got to start screaming it from the rooftops. We don't want to be another Dietrich Bonhoeffer. More people got to wake up. It's that pivotal moment. But God does have a strategy. In the final segment, I'm going to tell you what we're doing at the church, what God has told us to do. Scripture 6, Joshua 28:15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you'll serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Joshua's declaration is a challenge for decision. America stands at a crossroads to continue in secularism, in abomination and evil. You know, when I say abomination, I didn't mean abomination, but seriously, isn't it interesting how close they are? Abomination, abomination. America stands at a crossroads to continue in this demonic secularism, evil agenda, globalism, or to choose to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one and only true God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. We need to serve the one and only true God. And the choice to serve the Lord must begin in individual hearts and homes, influencing the nation from the ground up. If you have sin in your camp, it's going to permeate throughout the camp. Look what's happened with some of these ministries that are going down. It's because there was sin at the top. And when there's sin at the top, it becomes a cancer in the culture. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, do I get it all right all the time? No. I certainly am a flawed man. But I have a repentant heart and I love the Lord. That, I promise you, is true. And I know many of you are the same. We're like David's. You know, we're good repenters. And we've got to be. If we're not, we're in trouble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. If my people call by my name, first thing he says, humble themselves and pray. Humility means that you repent of your sin. You recognize your vile. You know, I always say, God saved a wretch like me. America is at a crossroads. Scripture 7. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and useful for what? Teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible is foundational to knowing and doing God's will, offering guidance for personal and national life. There's a thermometer. There's a compass, a moral compass. What the devil wants to do is push lawlessness, defund the police, let the criminals out of the jails, you know, push sin, tell people that are Christian they're the bad guys, they're racist, they're evil. Really? And then we start feeling bad because they push all this nonsense on us. No, we've got to understand the strategy. If we're spiritually astute and in the presence of God, this is why it goes back to, if my people are called by my name, humble themselves, and what? Pray. If you have a relationship with God, you're getting the download from heaven. He's showing you this is a deception. If you don't pray, you don't know it's a deception. If you don't know it's a deception, you're going to be bamboozled. You see, this is why so many in the church are bamboozled, because they don't pray. And if you don't pray, you don't know God. That's why the second thing he says is pray. You got to get the strategy from heaven. I got to get the strategy from heaven. If my people called by my name, humble themselves, stop being prideful, and pray. All right, I'm getting pumped up here. We'll be right back for the final segment. This is the Todd Coconato Show. Hallelujah. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show. We're so thankful that you're here. This is Remnant News, and I just feel the anointing in the studio right now. I love when I feel the anointing because that means we're on target. You know, I do a lot of broadcasts, and so when I feel the anointing, I'm just like, thank you, God. Thank you for the anointing. We don't want to put out a lot of content. We want to put out anointed content. And so let me just finish this out here. Scripture 7, we're almost done here. Scripture 7, all scriptures God breathed. We just talked about that. Scripture 8 was from Micah. It's Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does God require of you? Question. to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. So this verse is distilling God's requirement into the principles that he can guide personal and national ethics. There is a moral compass. It has to be the word of God. A society that embraces mercy and love and humility and the gospel and repentance and everything that the Bible teaches, before God will reflect his character and then will receive his blessing. Do you want to receive his blessing? Well, in Acts 3:19, it's pretty simple, pretty straight out. It says, repent and then turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. How do you get the refreshing? Well, you got to turn from sin. Why are so many people heavy laden, beat down, weary, tired, sick? Because sin abounds in their life. And you know what? I blame too the preachers that don't talk about sin anymore. See, this is where, look, I'm all about talking about all the stuff that's going on in our world, the alien invasion that they're planning, you know, the weird, crazy stuff that these wicked, evil people, you know, we could talk about that stuff. We could talk about it. I do talk about it. But if we don't get to the main thing, what sets people up for success, see, this is the whole thing. Repent and then turn to God. When you do this, your sins are wiped out. And then what happens? Times of refreshing come. Now, repentance is the doorway to renewal. Repentance is the doorway to renewal. For America to experience a time of refreshing, there must be a collective turning away from sin and turning towards God, embracing his salvation and his lordship. Hallelujah. Man, I feel like jumping right now. Can you imagine if we just understood what that meant right there and we applied it? That's how we restore the foundations, my friend. Hey, scripture number 10. Scripture number 10. Matthew 7:24 through 27. Matthew 7:24 through 27. Says this, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Yes. Thank you, God. If you look, Jesus teaching about the wise and foolish builders serves as a metaphor for building our lives and our society on the solid foundation of his teachings. Who's the rock? It's Jesus. For America to withstand the storms of morality and spiritual decline, it must root itself in the truth of God and the principles of his word. And as individuals and as a nation, committing to live by Jesus' teachings ensures stability and prosperity in the face of challenges. Restoring the foundations is not merely a call to nostalgia, but a profound invitation to return to the core principles that foster life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness in the light of God's word. And these scriptures presenting today that we've spoke about, they're going to light the path back to God for America, a path of repentance, of righteousness, and of revival. And as we reflect on these truths, let us each consider our role in this pivotal moment in history. May we be the salt and the light, diligently applying and living out these biblical principles, influencing our spheres, and therefore contributing to the moral and spiritual restoration of America. Let us pray for God's grace to empower us, his wisdom to guide us, his love to unite us as we seek to restore the foundations of our faith as a nation. We've got to turn back to Jesus Christ. He is the answer. That is, you want the answer? There it is, my friends. There, we presented the answer today. Are we going to do it? Are we going to listen? Are we going to heed what God said? It's all right there in his word. We don't need to go to some person to hear what they have to say. We can go right to his word. He laid it out for us. Now we got to apply it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you restore the person that's listening's faith if they've lost it. I pray that you rekindle the fire, God, in this person right now listening to this broadcast. I pray they'd get fired up for you. I pray they'd be fired up for you right now in Jesus' name. Restore the fire. Let them get fired up in Jesus' name. We are not done. I'm sick and tired of everybody reporting the bad news. God has a plan too. Let's step into the river of living water, even if it's for 3 years and then he comes back or whatever happens. I know at least for 3 years we got something to do. We better do it. Now is the time. I'm going to finish well. I don't know about you. I'm going to finish well. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I told you what we're doing at the church. I was going to share with you. Here's the strategy. It's kind of like four legs. Okay, we have the Remnant Revival Center in Gallatin, Tennessee, and we are going to have workshops, classes, like a Celebrate Recovery type of thing where people come off of addiction, they get delivered. We're going to have marriage classes, men's and women's ministry, all kinds of stuff, prepping, you know, how people can grow their own food. That's happening at the Revival Center, RRC, rrcnashville.org. Now, here's the other layer to this, okay? And we're going to do more of those. Stay tuned. Now, on Friday night, this Friday night, the 15th of March, we have an exciting grand opening for the Remnant Revival Church. It's a Friday night church. I know people say, why Friday? Listen, it's Friday, okay? God said to do it on Friday, at least for right now. We may have a Sunday at some point. We do the Sunday broadcast here at the ministry. It's part of the media ministry. So that we always offer a Sunday broadcast, but we do church on Friday night where we come together at 6 p.m. And now it's going to be in Hendersonville. If you want to Google it, you can Google Celebration of Life Church, Hendersonville. And we're going to be meeting at that location. It's not the Celebration of Life Church. It's the Remnant Revival Church. We're going to be meeting at that location. Okay. That's if you Google, that's what you got to put in there. But we're meeting on Friday night at 6 p.m. And it's going to be a stationary revival meeting. And it can fit up to 500 people in there, by the way. Big, big location. And that's where we're going to have the Remnant Revival Church. So we have the Remnant Revival Center in Gallatin, 425 East Main Street, Gallatin, Tennessee. And that's where we're going to have all the classes and workshops. And we'll do some broadcasts from there. But the deal is, that's where we've been meeting. But now, because we outgrew that space for the Friday night we're going to be meeting 6 p.m., Remnant Revival Church. It's in Hendersonville, just 15 minutes door-to-door from the old location. And God is going to move there. It's a stationary revival meeting. What I mean? What I mean is that we're going to get out the way. I'm going to preach the Bible like I did today on the broadcast. And then we're going to get out the way and say, Lord, move. And we're going to allow the Lord and his Holy Spirit to move in miracle signs and wonders. People are going to be getting saved, set free, healed, and delivered. It's a destination. Come on out if you're able. We have a church. We have an infrastructure. We have an amazing leadership team. They're on fire for God. I've never in all the years of ministry had a better leadership team. This leadership team is amazing. And I've had good leadership teams in the past, but this leadership team is amazing. They love the Lord. They're on fire for God. So we got the Revival Center. We got the Revival Church. Remember Revival Church, Hendersonville, 6 p.m. And you could, if you need to get there and you're listening to the radio and you can't get to the website, you can just Google Celebration of Life Church, Hendersonville, and that's where it's going to be held at. But we're talking about Friday night at 6 p.m. That's Remnant Revival Church. Okay. Now, here's two more things we're going to be doing. We're going to cities around the country, 20 of them in 3 years. God's given me a vision for 3 years, and we're going to 20 cities and having nights of miracles and healing. Our first one, our inaugural one, is near Austin, about 30 minutes out at San Marcos, and it's going to be at, and I've gotten three new rooms because we keep outgrowing the room. If you want to come, you better get a ticket soon because we're going to be sold out. And it's going to be at the Embassy Suites right there in San Marcos, the conference center, on the 13th of April. That's the first one, and then we're going to have 19 more. Okay, and then, of course, we have the media ministry. So we are busy, busy, busy. God's given us a vision. We're going to walk it out. He can restore the foundations in America. Thank you, God, for today's broadcast. We love you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. And we did lay out the vision. It's a lot, I know, but God gives us the energy and the strength. And I'm humbled. I'm humbled to be alive in this time. I'm humbled that the Lord has chosen us for such a time as this. We do need your support. We're listener supported. If you can help us, we really appreciate it. Go to pastortodd.org or toddcoconato.com/give and help us in this fight. We are David versus Goliath. but we are going to occupy until he comes. We're going to restore the foundations in America in Jesus' name. Bless you. Thank you for tuning in.